this podcast is for you, the modern man. I'm Dr. Anne Truong, your host. I'm an intimate health medical doctor and best-selling author of the book, Erectile Dysfunction Fix. I'll do a deep dive into sexual health and performance and how it affects men of all ages and backgrounds. So let's get started and be sure to visit my website at sexualhealthformenpodcast.com for more information and resources from the show. See you on the inside. In today's episode, I'm going to break down the P-shot of stem cell treatment for your ED, and it has an 80% success rate for ED using your own blood. So stay tuned to the end because I want to talk about one factor that predicts treatment success. I'm Dr. Anne Truong. I'm a sexual medicine specialist. I've treated over 7,000 men with ED using this technique. Now, let's dive into it. What is this? Platelet-rich plasma, or PRP. It comes from your own blood. I was trained by the creator of the P-shot, Dr. Charles Runnels, in 2013 to do this procedure where I get your own blood, harvest the stem cell, and put it back into your penis to rejuvenate it and to get it more blood flow. So this is how we're going to talk about it, the science behind it. Platelets are in your blood. They are part of your red blood cells. They comprise about 1% of your blood, and it secretes all these growth factors that promote new blood vessel formation, it stimulates tissue regeneration, and repair. The important point is that it's not just about platelets, it's what it releases, and that it stimulates repair, it stimulates regeneration. So this is treating the root cause of ED rather than just taking a medication. And when you take a medication such as Cialis or Viagra, it's just a symptomatic treatment versus treating the root cause, and is using your own body cells to help heal yourself. And it is regenerative, so it's more permanent rather than temporary like a pill. Now, what is the clinical evidence? There was a gold standard study that was published by Pulias in 2021, which compare PRP or your stem cells injection into the penis versus the one that doesn't have any type of injection. 60 men had mild to moderate ED, and 70% of them had clinically meaningful improvement for at least 6 months. And that the key finding was that their erectile dysfunction score is measured by the IIEF. You can check out IIEF here, and there's a link here. It improved by 3 points at 1 month, at 3 months, and 6 months. And that's 80% of patients report positive outcome. However, there was another study that was done in Miami in 2023, which didn't find any improvement using PRP compared to placebo. So why the conflicting result? Different patient population, different protocol, because even though they use your own blood, it's different volume, different machine to process this, different injection. So it's not apple to apples in the study. Now, the evidence really shows that it does work, but it's limited data at this point, and we need more larger, longer-term studies for it to be really mainstream at this point, but it does show promise. Now, what is this procedure? This procedure, we take 60 cc or 60 ml or 3 glasses of wine from your arm for where your vein is. We take out the blood as if you're going to go to the lab and you get your cholesterol checked. Same thing. We collect that. Then we put it in a centrifuge and it spins it at a certain speed. And then we put it in a centrifuge. It separates out the platelets, which is in your blood. It separates out from the red blood cells and the plasma, which is the fluid in your blood. And then once we separate that out, we put it in a syringe. And then what you then put into the penis at different sites. Now, for me, I usually draw 240 cc, not 60 cc, And I put in usually 20 cc of platelet-rich plasma. So it's essentially concentrating your platelets in a larger volume, in a smaller volume, and is put into the penis to stimulate more blood flow, more repair, more regeneration. And for the patient experiences, minimal discomfort due to numbing cream. We also numb the penis as well. You can return to same day activity, can even same day have sexual activity. Now, I usually recommend that you use the penis pump right after the PRP shot, because it will help bring in more blood flow. It will help accelerate repair. Now, when do you start seeing the effect? Start seeing the effect around between 3 months, but it can even last up to 12 to 24 months. And you will see improvement that is firmer, more sustainable erection. Before you had the PRP treatment, you now have more response to medications such as Viagra or Tadalafil. It have increased sensitivity, increased satisfaction, and maybe a little bit, about 10% increase in girth and length. Now, this is using in combination with the penis pump. So the bottom line is this is getting better outcome and it is effective for mild to moderate ED. And the better you are in your health, the more you're going to respond. However, this is not for everyone, and you have to be determined whether you're a good candidate or not as well. So what are some other complications? Some of the complications, you may have a little mild discomfort at the injection site, a little temporary swelling and bruising, a little redness and irritation, but all these resolve within a couple of days. Now, there are some rare complications that you may have a little fibrotic plaque, maybe rare complication of decreased temporary sensitivity, and of course, with any injection and infection risk. However, I've treated over 7,000 men, have not had any of these complications at this point. Well, knock on wood now, right? So it is safe because it uses your blood. So it eliminates allergic reaction, no systemic side effect, and it's much safer than surgical options. So who should consider getting the P-shot or the PRP? If you have mild to moderate ED, if you fail or had a poor response to ED medications such as Viagra or Cialis, if you have ED due to poor blood flow, and for men that are seeking a more permanent restoration, more regenerative rather than just symptomatic treatment at this time. Now, if you have severe ED, doesn't mean you won't respond to it. With severe ED, we're going to have to combine it with shockwave therapy, with Botox. We will have to do more sessions, the P-shot and the shockwave for more severe cases. Now, in severe cases, we can still treat it, just may need more than just one treatment, more than one modality at this point. Now, you should not get this if you have active cancer or blood disorder, and if you're on high blood thinner. It's okay if you're on Eliquis or aspirin, but if you're on like Coumadin, then probably not at this time. And as I mentioned before, the P-shot or PRP is usually in combination with shockwave therapy, with Botox, and then just low-dose Tadalafil. The strategy is really a comprehensive multimodality ED treatment plan. And typically, if you're mild, you probably need one session. If you have severe ED, you may need 3 sessions and multiple sessions of shockwave. Now, cost consideration, it is not covered by insurance. And unfortunately, the treatment varies by provider and by location. But you have to consider the investment in that this is a long-term solution compared to different medication costs and different gadget that you use. Make sure that you go see a sexual medicine specialist who is experienced in using platelet-rich plasma protocol and uses at least 60 cc's in volume, use 240 cc's to give you the maximum billions of cells of at least 65 billion cells that you will need for regeneration. And that we've been doing this in 2013. and we've treated over 7,000 patients, and we treat from mild all the way to severe because we have the shockwave therapy treatment. We have the Botox in the office. We also have the supplements. We also have the electromagnetic chair, and we also have other modalities such as coaching and lifestyle changes that will work together to address the root cause of ED. Now, let's summarize. It's a promising, but it's limited data at this point. There's only one single high-quality study which shows benefit. We need more research and standardization, but we do know that it does work. And my clinical opinion is a reasonable option for select patient, and I use it as part of multimodality approach and lifestyle modification as well. Now, to be honest, it's not a miracle cure. You still have to work on your diet, exercise, sleep, and stress reduction in addition to the treatment. And of course, use the penis pump along with testicle massage and Kegel exercises as well. So for future direction, we may need larger clinical trials that's underway, standardized protocol, and then combine it with other regenerative therapies such as shockwave therapy, such as electromagnetic therapy as well. So if you're considering a more of a regenerative approach, just look at platelet-rich plasma or PRP4 ED, contact our office here and see if you are a candidate. And if you have any questions, leave it in the comment. I read every one of them. It would mean the world to me if you subscribe and get notification of every one of our episodes and share it with somebody that you love. It means the world to me because a lot of our listeners are actually not subscribers. So subscribe there, okay? And we are here to help you, provide you with an alternative to ED that you do not have to suffer in silence, and that you, just to let you know that they're all alternative and that you can deserve to live better at this time. Okay. So modern man, I will see you in the next episode. Okay. Modern man, you are not alone and you don't have to suffer anymore. ED can feel isolating, frustrating, and even defeating. The endless guessing, the quiet shame, the weight of not feeling like yourself. It's exhausting, but here's the truth. You are not broken, you are not alone, and you don't have to figure this out alone anymore. The Get Wood Now Boost program is your step-by-step path to sexual confidence and restoration. No more suffering in silence, no more trial and error. Just real solution, real result, and the confidence you deserve. It's time to take back your power on your term. Let's get this journey started together. Check out the course at getwoodnow.com. I'll see you there.
Thanks for listening to the Sexual Health for Men podcast. If you love this episode, then please take a screenshot on your phone and post it on Facebook, Instagram, or wherever you post. And be sure to tag me and let me know why you like this episode and what you like to hear in the future. That will help me know what's great for you, and I would love to give you the most incredible free gift designed to help you improve performance quickly. Go to my website at sexualhealthformenpodcast.com to get the book, The 5 Common Costly Mistakes Men Make When Facing ED. I would appreciate it if you subscribe, leave a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen, and just know that you can have sexual vitality for life. I appreciate you. Until next time.